Welcome to Dinner Audio Interview 2751.
Identify a person who has had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My mother, because the way that she grew me up, I received too much love from her.
Who do you aspire to be?
I'm Donald Trump.
Has there ever been anyone in your life who you admire or would consider a role model? If so, what attributes led you to your selection?
Sam Donald Trump, because he's an awesome guy. And his whatever business he done is it's admirable.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
I come from a friendly world and ethical world, respectful, and that's make me the person what I am now.
How would you describe your personality?
Honest, punctual, and a friendly guy.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your children?
Respect for others.
What do you like to do when you're spending time with your family?
Eat out, play ball with my daughter. That's the best thing that I ever do.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
Creativity and good drawing. And I learned that in last years of the university.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
The sincerity, because that's the way that how you know the people, the sincerity.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
The like best is the honesty, and the one that I don't like is the punctuality, because it hurt myself. I try to be punctual always and it's not possible every time, so.
Tell me about the most cherished present you've ever received and why this gift was so special.
That was a shirt that I received from my daughter. That was last year. And she, after Mother's Day, she collected money. And she asked her mother to take her to the mall. And she bought the shirt. She said, I want to pay with my own money because it's for my dad. And then after that, when I dressed that shirt, I say, who gave me that beautiful present? And she just smiled and hugged me, and that's the most beautiful present that I ever had.
What is your favorite holiday and why?
Christmas night, because that means a family reunion, presents.
What is your most memorable vacation?
That's the first time when I traveled with my wife. We went to a beach, pretty nice.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up, and if so, could you tell me about them?
Yeah, a dog, a white dog, and Samoyedo is the race of the dog, and that's it.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Playing soccer and riding a bike.
What types of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
No, just comics. I wrote comics.
What type of books do you enjoy now? Do you have a favorite book?
Yeah, my favorite one is The Secret, and I love the books with that motivate you.
What was the last movie you've seen? What did you like about it?
I went to see a movie with my daughter, and the name of the movie was How to Train Your Dragon. And that was an excellent movie. And yeah, because of a lot of wonderful things in the movie. And I discuss after the movie with her a lot of things that happened in the movie.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time and why you enjoy them.
I enjoy going to the park with my daughter. She loves to play in the park. And we're going in summer to a swimming pool with her.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Yeah, swimming pool with my family, yeah.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yes, but I don't know if you know him. His name is Ricardo Arjona, and he's a Spanish singer. I don't know why, but they said that.
What is your favorite period in history and why?
The actual one, because it's where we have the technology on our hands, the actual one.
What is the most important thing to happen to you? How did it change you?
When my daughter born, that was the most important day in my life.
If you could have a lunch date with any person, living, deceased, or fictional, who would it be and what would you ask them?
That will be or Bill Gates or Donald Trump, and I will ask Donald Trump how he survived after 7 bankruptcies.
What is your definition of success?
The perseverance.
What is your biggest frustration?
That I'm not able to work with FBI, and I would love to.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, ethical dilemma faced, or risk taken and its impact on you.
Risk taken when I travel with one friend to a different city with no money for a week, and that teach me how to give enough value what I have in my home.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
And the first experience I remember, the first time when I fly, and the first time when I know the sea.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you? In what way did it do so?
Again, The Secret, the book. It's changed the way how I think about the life and a lot of things.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perception of it.
I think always the bad things only happen to others. But I remember one time when my daughter fell down from a monkey bar, and I had to take her into the hospital. That day I figured out that anything could happen at any moment to everybody.
If you could do anything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Sitting in a chair in Bahamas.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
With my daughter.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result?
I remember when I have to decide if I open a business or start a work for someone, and a few days thinking of the same thing, and because that was about to change my life, and I decided to start my own business. Teach me that we always have to take a risk.
Who is your favorite actor?
Bruce Willis.
What is your favorite dinner?
Italian food.
What is the craziest thing you've ever done?
The same thing when I travel with one of my friends to a different city for a week with no money.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but cannot?
Fly.
What sound do you love?
Water falling. I love that.
What sound do you hate?
That one, someone horn.
How do you deal with stress?
I go to the gym or listen to music.
What do you have on your bedside table?
Clock and a book and my cell charger.
What are you afraid of?
Snakes.
What are three things you can't live without?
TV, friends, and a dog.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
Architect.
What's the first thing you would save in a fire?
My family.
Is it more worthwhile or satisfying to improve the world or to appreciate the world?
Improve the world.
What makes you smile?
And jokes.
What activities do you enjoy so much that they make you lose track of time?
Spending time with my family.
If you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be and why?
Bahamas, because of the weather and the beach.
If you knew you could try something and not fail, what dream would you attempt?
To start a computer business.
How do you want to be remembered?
As an honest guy.
What would you do with $1 million?
Travel for all around the world.
When do you feel best? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
What was the last thing that made you laugh?
Something that my daughter's done.
If you could have 3 wishes, what would you wish for?
Health, money, and time.
If you were elected president of the United States, what's the first bill you'd enact and why?
The real health reform, because the one that we have now is not working.
Why did you choose real estate as your line of work?
Because I love to work with the people, and that job you can work, help, and I love to do that.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
That I can help And also at the meantime, I'm working and I'm making a dream come through for people.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be? And why would you choose this career?
FBI agent, because I like the FBI.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Managing my own business and raising my family.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
First, a dinner in a beautiful restaurant, and then dancing with my wife.
What do you love most about your wife?
The way that she treats me.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your wife?
Cook for her.
Why did you decide to participate in the donor program?
Because that way I know there is a lot of people that can get something that for some other people is pretty easy to have.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
The only message is sometimes when we keep fighting for whatever we want, that will be the day when we can get it.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2751.